With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Washington is preparing for a visit by the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman next month.
The planned visit will be the first to the United States by the Crown Prince since the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul during Trump's first term in office in 2018. U.S. intelligence agency said Prince Mohammed likely directed the killing. That resulted in U.S. sanctions against several Saudi officials. Prince Mohammed denies his involvement, but in the years since, both the Trump and Biden administrations have tried to mend ties with Saudi Arabia. The opening major foreign trip of Trump's second term was to Saudi Arabia. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
North Carolina Republicans passed a new congressional map Wednesday that will likely give the GOP one more red-leaning seat in next year's midterms. North Carolina House Majority Leader Brendan Jones says the redrawn districts were based on political parties, not race.
The motivation behind this new redistricting plan is straightforward. The new congressional map improves Republican political strength in eastern North Carolina and will bring an additional Republican seat to North Carolina's congressional delegation.
North Carolina is the latest state to join President Trump's mid-decade redistricting push to avoid losing control of Congress. Tropical Storm Melissa has dumped heavy rain on parts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Forecasters warn of a significant flood risk in the northern Caribbean. On Wednesday, the slow-moving storm was about 320 miles south-southwest of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. It had maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 334 points. The Nasdaq dropped 213. This is SRN News. How influential is religion in this country? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 68% of Americans think faith is generally losing influence in society versus 31% that say it's gaining influence. The survey also reveals that 59% of respondents think that religion is generally good for the country. 20% feel the opposite. Everybody else isn't sure. The view of faith as a positive thing for society has been increasing gradually since 2019. Michael Harrington reporting.
British prosecutors have decided that Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linehan will not face charges after his arrest over social media posts critical of transgender people. Linehan, known for co-creating Father Ted and the It Crowd, was arrested last month at Heathrow Airport. His arrest sparked a debate about freedom of speech. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Meta is scaling back its investment in AI. Meta Platforms is cutting roughly 600 artificial intelligence jobs, even as it continues to hire more workers for its super intelligence lab. Gold seems to be losing some of its luster.
The precious metal continues to decline following its worst day in more than 5 years. Gold futures fell 1.4% early today, following yesterday's 5.3% slide. Gold still is up about 54% this year. I'm Rich Thomason.
Netflix helped drag the market lower after delivering a weaker profit for the latest quarter than analysts had been expecting. Netflix stock today was off by almost 10%. At the closing bell on Wall Street, all the major indexes showing that they suffered losses. The Dow was off by 334 points, the NASDAQ down 213. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.